Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
Right then, how are you with your productivity? When you sit down and say, I've got to do X, do you get X done? Are you getting enough stuff done in the day? When you wake up in the morning and you think, what is it that needs to be accomplished today? And then you go to sleep, have you gotten close to doing any of that? Do you feel overwhelmed? Everyone I'm speaking to at the moment is like, I just have so much work to do. Even I'm looking at my email inbox right now, and granted, some of it is probably like unnecessary spam. But how the hell did I land up on 6,989 unread emails? Like, how did that happen? I don't know. And I feel like I'm working pretty hard, but maybe I'm just not doing it in the most effective possible way. Boom, bam, in enters Darius Farou. It's a piece that I saw on Medium.com, and I thought we got to get Darius on the line live from Amsterdam to speak about this piece. It's titled, If You Want to Be More Productive, Research Shows You Need a Break. Darius, I'm glad we caught you in your quick break.
I am.
Okay, I want to see, I'm trying to think the best way to angle it. Let's just really go balls to the wall here and tell everybody what technique you're talking about and the durations of the break versus how long you work for. What for you is the ideal amount of time to work before you take a break?
So for me personally, it's 30 minutes. And that basically comes from research into human evolution. And like 100,000 years ago, people were always in a constant state of alertness. So, for example, if you were eating, you always were on the look for any threats, right? So our brain has evolved to, you know, be in that kind of state. So what happens if you focus on one task, it's really hard on your brain. And research shows that after about 50 minutes of real focus on one task, your productivity goes down and the output goes down as well. And after a lot of studies, they found that the ideal interval of doing focused work is about 30 minutes, 25 minutes, 30 minutes, 35 minutes. Mm. It doesn't really matter. But the one thing that's really important is that you do it like very structuredly. And that's called the Pomodoro technique. Mm. And it's just super simple. You can download an app on your laptop. And you just see a timer and you set it for 30 minutes. And after 30 minutes, it goes off. You take a 5-minute break. You refresh, drink some water or walk around. And then you go back to your task. And that's basically it.
It's, of course, the Pomodoro technique, which you described. And it is rooted in evolutionary biology. It almost seems a little ridiculous, though, that we've gotten to a point where we need an app to tell us when we should take breaks and not take breaks. Why can't we just naturally follow this flow? Why do we naturally think that we know the best amount of time to be productive and take breaks and that kind of thing? Why are we getting this so wrong?
Yeah, it's funny, right? Because, like, for myself, I always said, like, I like freedom, you know, I want to be creative, I just want to work whenever I work, right? But I found that's like more of an amateur mindset, because if you really want to get work done, you always have to show up every single day. And that's the main difference between an amateur and a pro as well. And that comes from the author Stephen Pressfield. He wrote a really great book called The Art of Work. Mm. And have you read that, by the way?
No, I haven't. I have heard about it, though.
I highly recommend reading Stephen Pressfield, because he often talks about doing the work, and it is really difficult for like most of us, right? So I think having no rules at all is just a recipe for disaster, and we just have to keep ourselves in check. And this is something that really works. Research showed it works. And I think a lot of people who I also heard from who read my article said that I experimented with it and they found out that they were more productive. One guy even emailed me. He said, dude, this thing really helped me finish my thesis. And I was like, that's awesome, right?
That's fantastic. How would you, Darius, describe productivity? I mean, my idea of productivity might be very different to yours. Mine might be, you know, to get through 10 emails in an hour. Yours might be to finish a thesis. This word productivity, what does it mean?
So for me, it all starts with the thinking about what's busy work and what's meaningful work. For example, for me personally, answering emails is more like busy work. So I always schedule that by in the end of the day when I'm not really creative. And meaningful work for me is writing. So I do my writing often in the morning. So when I'm fresh and when I'm, you know, when I have a lot of energy. So that for me is really important. That when you talk about productivity, it's like, are you just talking about just, you know, fulfilling a couple of tasks? Or are you talking about getting results?
Mm.
And I think that's something that often, you know, we forget. And I think it's probably better, instead of, you know, diving into all kinds of productivity tricks and tips and hacks and all this kind of stuff, is just to take a step back and think about, you know, what is your work and what are the results that you want to achieve? And then create a system around the results, because often we just do stuff which, you know, is just, you know, not productive at all, because it doesn't bring any results.
Yeah, and results are very important. I mean, I sometimes feel this way about meetings. You, from meeting to meeting to meeting, at the end of the day, you ask yourself, what the hell have you done? And it's very, very little. I mean, it seems, I don't know how we got to this point as human beings where we, you know, have put ourselves in such unproductive situations. There is an author, I can't remember who it is, who speaks about the 4-hour work week.
Tim Ferriss.
Yeah, okay. And for you, I mean, that sounds a little far-fetched to me. I don't know if we can go for 4 hours. Is that a little far-fetched, Darius?
Yeah, I think so. And I've read the book by Tim Ferriss as well, and he often talks about maximizing output. He says, like, I work more than 4 hours, but the thing that he wants to, you know, get the point across is that it's about output and how can you get the maximum output in a minimum amount of hours or, you know, minutes even. And I think for me, that's also the key. And if you, like, it was funny, like you mentioned the meetings.
Mm.
To me, that's not like really productive, because often you're just sitting in a meeting and listening to someone else speak and you don't get anything work done. It often happens after the meeting, right?
Yeah.
And I read some an interview. I think it was I can't remember who it was, but it was a CEO of a startup, and they just never do meetings. And if they do a meeting, it's just 5 minutes and standing up. No one gets to sit.
I like that. That's cool.
Yeah.
Jeez, I'm going to implement that at cliffcentral.com. I think that's fantastic. I also want to touch on for a second. I mean, you spoke about the fact that, you know, your best time to write is in the morning. So when it comes to constructing one's day and bearing one's personality in mind, I mean, you would block things out in the morning so that you're able to write. Tell me about figuring out ahead of a day how the best, you know, way to roll that day out is.
That's a really, really good question, actually, because that's one of the things that I often write about as well, is that I think your day starts the evening before.
Okay.
So this is something where it goes wrong for a lot of people, and for me in the past as well. Like, I've worked for like a corporation, and we all had meetings all day, and I would be running around and be busy all day. And at the end of the day, I was like, what the fuck did I do? I didn't do anything, right? So I was like frustrated because I didn't get any work done. So if you just, before you go to bed, I have a reminder in my phone every evening, 10 p.m. I just sit down. I think about the next day. I just think about what are the 3 to 4 maximum of priorities that I want to get done, because we have to be realistic as well, because you have only so many hours in a day, and you can't do everything in one day. So you just have to break things up in pieces and say, oh, look, tomorrow I have, like, I don't know, 6, 7, or 8 hours of good work because I want to go to the gym or I want to do this and that. Think about, you know, what are the 3 or 4 things, because realistically you can't do like 10 things in one day. You know, maybe I'm not talking about emails, just like serious stuff. So if you just think about every evening, 3 or 4 things, and then the next day when you wake up, you don't have to worry anymore, because you already know what you're going to do. So you don't have, you know, that feeling like, oh, what should I do now?
Yeah, I dig that. I dig that.
Yeah, right. So that's what you don't want.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, how many people are just, you know, come to you and say, I'm getting this all wrong, and how easy is it to correct the habit? Because, I mean, it's one thing for me to read this article, but then, you know, to internalize it and actually change my bad habits is a completely different process. If I really want to change it, it starts with me, right? I really need to actually literally download the app and do it. How long do you think it takes to make or break a habit, Darius?
So there's a lot of research done into how long it takes to form habits. And one of the first things that I'd like to say is that I don't believe in just forming habits. A lot of research shows that we have to replace, if you have a bad habit, you have to replace it with another habit.
Mm.
So that's the first step. Look at what kind of bad habits you have and how you can replace them with good habits. And the amount of time that it takes is some popular research shows that it takes like 66 days to form like, you know, little bit easier habits. Like, I don't know, wake up every day and drink a glass of water.
66 so takes about, days.
Yeah, 66 okay. days. Yeah.
Sure. Well, countdown to October 2016 is on now then for this productivity thing, Darius.
But the thing is, like, even like bigger habits take, if so for example, if you want to go to the gym like 4 times a week or whatever, that takes often more, like 3-4, you know, to 6 months.
Huh. That's powerful stuff. That's actually really, you know, important information. I like that. I think it was a lot of the research I've seen around that is like 30 days, but I've tried the 30 days thing and then I just go back to what I was doing before. So now I need to give the 66 day thing a go. Darius, let's get some closing remarks on productivity. Why does one owe it to oneself to be more productive? Before, you know, getting the work out to more people, why is it more important for me to be productive just so that I live a more fulfilled life?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's really important because just like what I said about the feeling that I had, you know, like you walk around all day going to meetings or doing all kinds of meaningless work. And at the end of the day, you feel like, oh, what did I do? But the thing is, it's not just one day, right? So you have to look at the longer picture. And if you do this day in, day out for years, one day you might look back and say, where did all those years go? Right? So that's why I think productivity and, you know, getting over procrastination is really important, because once you get down to, you know, the core of it, it all comes down to effectiveness and just getting things done. So you can go on, you know, with other things in your life, enjoying, I don't know, your family or going to the gym or, you know, going on holidays or whatever it is, right? Mm. So that's why, to me, it's really important. That's why I write about it a lot as well.
Get shit done. That's the message. And if you want to do it, work for 30 minutes, take a 5-minute break, do as little as possible in those 5 minutes. Darius, thank you so much. The article is on medium.com. It's called If You Want to Be More Productive, Research Shows You Need a Break. Darius Farou, live from Amsterdam. Thanks so much for hanging out.
All right. Thanks, man. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.